This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
Real quick, Bo was talking about the judo chick get slapped by her coach, and I was asking, Chris, why can't you give a woman what she wants? If that's what she wants, that's what she's asking for. What's the big deal?
What? No comment.
If she enjoys these things before her matches, again, guys, we're talking about judo, all right? Get your minds out of the gutter.
Right.
This is Dukes and Bell
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I love how you're going, right, right.
No, I just, first time you have a woman like, will you put your hands on my throat? I'm really not comfortable with that, but oh, all right. Yeah, I don't know, man. That would, and for those who didn't know the context of that conversation on that rejoin promo, yesterday talking about a judo competitor who liked her coach who slapped her in the face to kind of get her ready for the match.
Yeah, I want to give people what they want, Mike. That's how I operate.
Well, a customer is always right.
That's all I'm saying. You know, I don't second guess those things. Hey, man, we got plenty going on today. Braves win against those stinking Mets. By the way, just, are they going to win this division?
I mean, is this one step forward, two steps back? Well, you just took three out of five. I mean, four out of five, yes, has a nice ring to it. We can't get to 500. I know you and I have talked about it, and there's some would say that that reinforces the naysayers who say, why should I invest if you're Alex Anthopoulos in anything on this team when you just don't have the minerals, as it were? This was the chance to really make some hay. I mean, three out of five, it beats losing three out of five, but I'm straight with you, Carl. I wanted to really sweep these guys, or four out of five, and it's what really hurts is last night. The bang-bang play at the plate,
yep,
where the foot's over the base but doesn't make contact on home plate, I should say. You know, they were like, you know, we just had like a playoff atmosphere where one ball that isn't fielded by a shortstop can come back to bite you. There was all sorts of those, like, you know, big game elements in this series, other than the game that was the laugher.
And if the Mets do win this division, and listen, they've been the front runners all year, so they think they've got it, right? They just went through a big series with us. Yes, they lost the series, but they didn't get swept. The reason if they win this division is because they have been better in one-run games than we have been.
The bullpen's better.
Well, that and one-run ball games is we conquered that last year. Last 3 years,
clutch.
We were great.
Last late inning stuff, Carl. How about the late inning heroics in some of those games?
So the Braves are 16-19 in one-run games this season. So you're not even 500 when it comes to one-run games. And usually the kind of game we saw last night is what you're going to get in the series with teams that are over 500 that are in playoff contention where the starting pitching's on point, they got a good bullpen, and it's going to come down to somebody getting a big hit. And they did last night. We didn't. And even when we had a chance to score, and by the way, I had no issues on sending Almonte, you know, who got tagged out. No issues at all.
No, you make the defense make two good plays. You got to field it. Actually, three good plays. You got to field it, you got to throw it, and the catcher's got to make the play at the plate.
So I just
– And they did.
Yeah, man, I don't know if they win this division. I just think that's – when you start talking about are they that much better than we are, not really.
Well, they get the Reds, by the way. Then they get Miami. Then they get Philly. We, the Braves, have got the Brewers, the Cardinals, who are just like the Braves at 500, right about 500, and then the Nationals, who are selling everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know what advantage – who gets the advantage there, but you just feel that – It's not over yet. You are going to pick up Travis d'Arnaud. But here's the thing. When d'Arnaud comes back, is he going to be able to rake, or is he going to take 2 months to get it in gear? When Hinoa comes back, same thing. How quickly is he going to get those rehab starts and he's ready to roll after breaking his hand?
Yeah, because you're talking about now, right? You're saying, I need you before September. I need to know those guys can produce
correct.
Before we get to September. So, in essence, you've got 3 weeks before we kind of figure
right.
this out. And you're right. It's all about feel for most of these hitters. D'Arnaud's no different. If he feels good at the plate and his hands are strong and all of that we talk about with this kind of injury, he'll be okay. It's not like he's lost his eye. He's been a professional hitter all his life. You know, that's a different deal because he was pitching so well. For me, is he going to have the confidence? Remember, he broke his hand because he thought he let the team down and punched a wall, and all of a sudden he's out of the you know commission. I don't know if he's going to have the confidence when he comes back. He may have the stuff. But part of his success early this season was his confidence level was off the charts. He was pitching great, and he knew it. We will see, Mike. It's a great point. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. Let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
We do it each and every day. It's brought to you by our friends at Brightbox.
Hey, man. Brightbox, B-R-I-T-E. That's how you spell the bright part. Brightboxelectrical.com, home automation, home theater. Anything electrical, guys. Control your home from your smartphone and more, guys. All the details at brightboxelectrical.com.
All right, there's a lot going on, as you guys know by now, with the SEC expansion, okay, which is going to happen. But the question is when. And everybody thinks it's going to happen when the deals expire in 2025, which is why Texas and Oklahoma said, hey, give us permission to come into the conference. We're asking for a formal invite. And then everybody says, well, okay, when the contract runs out in 2025, they'll leave and they'll join the SEC. I don't think that's the case. I think it's going to happen sooner than that. And, Mike, part of this is, as we've talked about, this is a divorce now. Why am I sticking around? Why is my stuff still in the house?
It's an ugly divorce, too, now, because now you're throwing allegations at ESPN and with that cease and desist that Bob Bowlesby wrote that very forceful letter. And as you said to start the program, prove it.
Prove it. So if you're not familiar with this, and I'm not sure where you guys are on this, but Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlesby has accused ESPN of encouraging other conferences to come in. Psst, they're available. Go get those guys. And how does this help ESPN? Because I know you're going, well, why would they care? But Mike has mentioned this. It has to do with the money that is owed to the Big 12. If the conference disbands and all of a sudden you don't have to pay out that money, it's money saved. And, oh, by the way, now I've got Texas and Oklahoma coming to the SEC, and that's going to be $1 billion in a couple of years because of the expansion of the college football playoff. So it's a win-win for ESPN if you're wondering why would they be even interested in attempting to do something like this. But, Mike, how much do you think, how much influence did they have in this whole ordeal, and do you agree with Bob Bowlesby that yeah. they are behind this?
I definitely think they're in the mix. It's been intimated by Pete Thamel, the former New York Times writer from Yahoo. He had that thing first, and now you look, as you said, prove it. I mean, give me some emails, right? I mean, I wonder if people shredding evidence up now in Bristol, Carl, that because ESPN is in cahoots with Texas in the Longhorn Network. That was one of the things that they helped launch.
$300 million,
right? So, yes. You know, you are also looking at ESPN being off the hook for a $1 billion and change in broadcast rights to the Big 12. That contract would obviously be null and void when there is no longer a Big 12. So if you can prove that they were meddling, you know, and we're encouraging, how do you define encouraging? You know, you really, I mean, what's there to encourage? Hey, by the way, the SEC is the most powerful, monstrous conference in the country, and why don't you join it and make it even more monstrous, dwarfing the Big Ten? And your coffers will fill and everyone will be happy. It doesn't matter. You'll never win a championship there, Texas, but you'll have more money than Davy Crockett. So, but is that grounds in a civil suit that you're going to say, yeah, punitive damages, you owe the Big 12 $1 billion? Not going to happen. I don't see that happening.
It's just going to be tough.
I don't know. I mean, if a lawyer knows and wants to jump in on this one that listens to the program, but just doesn't seem a little thin.
I just, again, you know, even when you're talking about these kind of contracts, everybody always talks about how these contracts are so, you know, you can't, the small print won't allow you to do something like this, right? I mean, it's ironclad.
Well, you were technically a partner. You're a partner who's not negotiating, or you're not, you know, doing things in good faith that affect your partner, in this case, the people you have a business arrangement with, the Big 12. But again, prove it.
Yeah, because, see, my thing is, I think it's very tough to say Texas and Oklahoma didn't contact each other. Maybe they had been talking about this for the last 2 years and at the same time decided, hey, let's go in together and contact the SEC and make this, you know, public. Who's to say that didn't happen, you know? And Chris Del Conte, who's the AD there at Texas, he's been on the job just a few years, but he's already changed football coaches. They've gone through a lot of changes already. I don't think it's any surprise that this was like the next thing. So I think that's the part that you're going to have a hard time proving. Here's the other part of this. It's Stoops and Bill. We're talking college football, guys. The American Athletic Conference. Who? Yeah, I know you don't watch them. But they are the conference.
That's the old conference. Is that the old conference USA?
Okay. Yeah, they are accused, with some other members, by the way, accused of basically coming in and trying to steal some of the members of the Big 12, which would then obviously destroy the Big 12. And so they have agreed to a 12-year billion-dollar deal back in 2019 with ESPN. So think about this. You're going, well, what's that got to do with anything? Well, if ESPN has a billion-dollar deal with them, you've got Texas and Oklahoma coming to the SEC. And now you don't have to pay the Big 12 its money, but you're in cahoots with the American Athletic Conference, and they're stealing teams from the Big 12. All your voids are filled. You got a better American Athletic Conference.
Right.
You've got a better SEC conference. And now I don't have to deal money-wise with the conference that was formerly the Big 12.
You're off the hook for $1 billion that you owe them in the broadcast rights. So I'd be curious. I know that one thing for certain, nothing is going to go away quietly. And I don't think ESPN's going to cut anybody any checks anytime soon. So,
Mike, did you see what they said? These claims have no merit.
Well, if ESPN hires Rusty Harden, they did it. No, I'm kidding. But that's if the old joke, Carl, how do you know your client's guilty? His lawyer has a ponytail. Oh, he's definitely guilty. But in this case, ESPN will fight this, and we'll see. Right now, a lot of bluster, a lot of hurt feelings. It is an ugly, painful divorce. By the way, pretty funny. We didn't get a chance to play this yesterday. Johnny Manziel was in a golf tournament and was asked about, what do you think about, A&M, who now gets joined by the guys they tried to get away from. Listen to what Johnny Football Carl had to say. He's an SEC veteran. To the Longhorns and the Sooners about coming to the SEC.
I think Texas A&M is in a great position, no matter if Oklahoma or Texas decide to come, and it looks like they're going to. So, I think it's great competition for the league. I think it'll make our conference better. And lucky for A&M, we have a nine, almost 10-year head start on both of those teams being in the SEC. So, the rivalry's been gone for a while, and now it looks like it's going to come back. So it's time to just sack up and go play the game. We're in a good position. We have a good coach. We have a good team. If they want to come to the SEC and see what it's all about, then we welcome them with open arms. But it is no cakewalk, and it is not the Big 12. So
he's right about that.
Yeah, I mean, people will say that A&M's been running from this rivalry, or at least rekindling the rivalry with Texas.
From the outside looking in, it looks like that.
Yes, and Texas A&M people will tell you, we're not running. We don't need it anymore. And I've heard that from people at the top. And as disheartening as that may sound, their whole thing was, we play in the SEC West. They got Alabama coming to College Station this year, Mike. We don't need that. We don't need to at Texas. So you start looking at that from their point of view, and you go, oh, Texas fans will tell you they've been running from us for 10 years. As soon as they, well, we're leaving because you guys are not including us in anything. So they've been saying, hey, you know what? You guys can run all you want. But now, to Johnny Manziel's point, and by the way, that was the most... This is the cleanest soundbite I've heard from Johnny in a long time.
It's time for Texas A&M to sack up and take it on. I just think I hate when great rivalries go away. I mean, the only reason a couple of days ago, a couple of guys that are West Virginia alum that are members of the booster group down here said, hey, thanks for mentioning West Virginia and the ACC. There were some great, great rivalries. I don't think anybody knows how good the backyard brawl was with Pitt and West Virginia. I would love to see that one going. That was really mean-spirited, really nasty. West Virginia and Virginia Tech, when I was in Blacksburg, that was a cool one. But the ones that you recognize, Nebraska and Oklahoma, that's gone. We'll never get that back. But Texas A&M is a big one. That is a big rivalry. I mean the eyes of Texas, the bragging rights, the whole shebang. And it's just one that you want to see back. And we're going to get it now. It's back. So... But it is interesting, though, because a lot of people look at Texas and say, all right, if you've got to fast forward, we have no way of knowing. I don't know what Sarkisian's going to do at Texas. He's a different person than he was at Washington or USC, between his sobriety and the way, and the, maybe what he learned from Nick Saban and the Alabama way of doing things. But I don't know if Texas can ever compete with anybody in the SEC.
Well, I don't want to say that. I mean, let's not get crazy.
I don't know.
Here's the deal. Let's not get crazy. They beat Georgia in the Sugar Bowl just a few years ago.
Yeah, but Georgia, though, they were players who weren't interested.
Of course.
Come on.
That's the excuse.
You know the SEC excuse, Carl. If you don't win the SEC championship or play in it, you are not motivated. Come on. Yeah, Alabama used the same excuse.
They should have got off the bus then. The idea that the players are not on par with what the SEC has is silly. And anybody who went to that Sugar Bowl, you saw the team. You saw what Texas looks like. I just think there is, like with Texas A&M, they've come into the conference. Johnny Manziel's right. Have they won the West yet? No. Have they won an SEC championship? No.
No, the high watermark for them was beating Alabama and playing in the Chick-fil-A in the Peach Bowl when they beat Duke.
Yeah. So there is a period where you come into a new conference. I don't think anybody's coming in and dominating because you have such established programs, which makes it already the best football conference. It's been that way. So that's why when teams had a shot, like Texas and Georgia, to play teams from the SEC, Boise State, we go down the list of teams. They really wanted to show out that they could play in a one-game situation. Now you're talking about being in this conference and getting beat up every week like everybody else. Right. That, to me, is the question. It's not whether Texas is going to have the players. That's silly. It is, can you, week in and week out, go play Alabama, next week go play LSU, next week go play Oklahoma?
You got to have the coach. Look, you've got to have the. Look, we've talked about this. The Florida Gators put tons of. I think I mentioned this to you last week. You know, Galen Hall, Charlie Pell, bunch of guys that were just good guys, but not. You know, didn't have the killer instinct that Spurrier had that took that talent to the next level. You know, and same thing that Urban Meyer had at Florida. You know, it's the right guy. Is Sark going to be the right guy? Maybe he will be. But I'm just saying, when you don't, and Miami with Manny Diaz, all these programs. Scott Frost was supposed to resurrect Nebraska. They're not doing anything. So, and now all you did it with the Big 12 for Steve Sarkisian is you made things that much more difficult.
All right, guys. We told you teams are going to make moves.
See this?
And teams are making moves.
Big one.
The San Diego Padres are acquiring Max Scherzer. You're going to go, why did we acquire Max Scherzer?
Because we got the money.
Padres are going all in. Tatis. I mean, think about it. They are going all in, and that is a really good club already. So Ken Rosenthal reporting the Padres close to acquiring Max Scherzer as the trade deadline will come and go 4 o'clock tomorrow. What are the Braves going to do? We'll keep you updated. Stay right here. Mm-hmm. Coming up, you will hear from Arthur Smith. He joined our midday show. JR was in for Randy today. Andy and Randy had a chance to talk to Coach, and you'll hear that interview next. It is Dukes and Bell. We're keeping an eye out on the trade deadline for MLB. Padres close to acquiring Max Scherzer from the Nationals. A.J. Preller is the general manager there. He is going all in, and we're going to talk more about it because the Braves hopefully will do something. But as one guy, I think it was BJ on Twitter, Mike, said, why do the Padres have more resources than us? I don't think, first and foremost, we were in the running for Max Scherzer, number one. Not saying that he's not a great pitcher, but they need him actually more than we do. That's not our issue. We'll talk more about it coming up. We want you to hear from our head coach, Arthur Smith, who went on the midday show. JR is filling in for Randy this week. So on Andy and Randy with JR, they talked to Coach Art Smith today.
I was just reading some of the quotes that he had given in his media availability just a minute ago. Said they're just happy to have gotten through it, given how damn hot it was out there. I guess when Grady walked up to the podium, his cleats were so sweaty and drenched in sweat that it sounded, you ever walk around with
water,
wet shoes?
Water
it
shoes.
Sounded like he was walking Swiss. Around wearing aqua socks because it was so wet out there and
wow.
so hot out there today.
Wow.
But that does bring us to our conversation with, very happy to welcome to the show for the first time, the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, Arthur Smith, on his first day of training camp as the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. Coach, thanks for taking the time for us. How are you?
Thanks for having me on. I'm doing well. You guys?
What was the first day like? I know you've been a part of many training camps before in a variety of different capacities, never as the head coach of the football team. How was today different in that regard?
Yeah, it was, you know, once the horn blew, it was practice, but obviously my responsibility is a lot bigger now. And so you're just trying to have an impact and coach the whole team and then still calling the offensive plays and same thing. Dealing with the offense, but making yourself available during an individual going around. It was fun. It's exciting to be back out here. Mm-hmm.
For all of our fans and everybody who's getting ready to learn more about you and all of the new faces with the team, what exactly is your offensive and defensive philosophies?
Well, I mean, there's, you know, a lot of it will be week to week, you know, schematically how we want a game plan, but there's a certain style we want to play up front. And that's what I think you'll see. You'll see a physicality and guys with flying around playing full throttle on both sides of the line of scrimmage. And we want to be a smart football team. And I think like most coaches do, and really get into training camp, find the right guys, so we make the right decisions at the end of camp.
No, we had found out earlier in the week that Caleb McGarry isn't going to be available for training camp for some time. I know that you didn't give a timeline when you spoke just a few minutes ago, but how much more difficult does it make it to identify the five guys that you want out there week one when not everyone is available in training camp?
Well, it's an opportunity for other players. And then the one thing is the season goes on. You've got to be able to adapt. You know, it's the part of the NFL, and these guys understand that, and the players know it better than me. I mean, you're going to have to deal with injuries, and you got to be able to mix and match. And so I look at it as an opportunity for other guys, and we got to make sure we get Caleb back out here healthy when he's ready and make sure he's in a good frame of mind and bring him along.
You talk about how important it is down in the trenches and in the expectations for some of the new players to step up. Man, we got a brand new toy here, Kyle Pitts, man. There's some high expectations for him and what's expected. What do you think about what you've seen from him so far in your interactions?
Well, you know, he's handled everything we've thrown at him. And, you know, with all these rookies, we got high expectations, and Kyle knows that. And we got to bring him along the right way. I mean, the only thing, it's a long journey in the NFL. And, you know, he anticipates hopefully he has a long career. And we got to bring him along. You can't get, you know, there is a lot of expectations when you get drafted that high. He knows that, but we just need him to improve and bring him along the right way, because and we feel like he'll have an impact if he does that.
What are some specific things that he's got to do and that you guys have to do to make sure that he's at his best most quickly?
Well, first he's got to, obviously, like all these rookies, I mean, this is new. You know, he's learning a new system. And once you understand and it becomes repetitive, and then he starts working, you know, worried about his technique and not the memorization. Hey, where I line up, and it's our job every day to assess him and bring him along and make sure we're playing to his strengths, and then push him in areas we need to develop him. But he's handled everything we've thrown at him, and we'll bring him along the right way.
Well, we haven't had a training camp in 2 years. We know last year the incoming rookies didn't have a training camp. We got guys coming in on their second year, guys like AJ Terrell. What is that adjustment like for these second-year players who didn't get that full experience last year?
Yeah, a lot of those guys, you know, when they got through the offseason, you know, Michael Walker, you mentioned AJ. Those guys, I mean, they've had a full offseason now and then training camp. And those guys played some good snaps last season. So we're excited about some of those second-year guys. And certainly AJ, we expect him to have a big impact for us.
Falcons head coach Arthur Smith joining us as the first on-field practice day of training camp has wrapped up at a very hot Flowery Branch. And we were talking about Grady coming off the field, his cleats so wet from sweat that they were making a squish sound. What about him, and what about that side of the ball? I know we're talking about the offensive line and the trenches, but what are you expecting from Grady as a leader on the defense and the defensive line in general?
Yeah, Grady does a nice job. I mean, he obviously he leads by example. He's been great to work with from day one. He wants to improve. Him and Matt, I can't say enough about their mindsets and those guys. And I'm going to lean on those two guys, and they got to keep getting better. And they do. And they come out every day, and it's nice when your best players work the hardest. And so we just need Grady to come out here, be himself, be authentic, and keep working and improving, which he will do.
Well, you talk about Grady and Matt being the veterans to kind of push your message forward, being a first-year head coach. What other veterans are you looking at to kind of step into that role to be a conduit to the locker room, but then also kind of elevate their games?
Yeah, there's a lot of guys. We brought in some quality veteran free agents, too. And, you know, every year is a new year. I mean, there's always going to be change in a roster. You know, you have some core guys. Obviously, Matt's been here a long time. But Cordell Patterson, you know, the guys, Eric Harris, Daron Harmon, we've got a lot of solid vets that we signed, Lee Smith, that bring a lot, not only on the field, and they got to contribute still on the field, but in the locker room. Those guys are true pros, and we're excited to have them.
Obviously, you're aware of Calvin Ridley before you come here and take over as the head coach. I have to imagine, though, spending the amount of time you have over the last few months really digging into film of this offense and film of what he's able to do. Are there things that stand out to you about him in really diving into what it is that he's able to do that you know now about Calvin Ridley that maybe you didn't know before you became the Falcons head coach?
Yeah, some of the film is obvious, right? You don't have to be here and interact with the radio to see that. I mean, he runs great routes. He's very good getting off on the line that there's releases in the top of his routes. And really the person, as I've gotten to know him, he's another guy. He's wired the right way. He's tough, he's mentally tough. And I've enjoyed getting to know him and getting to work with him.
You talk about bringing in Cordarrelle Patterson, and we know Mike Davis is new as well, coming in from Carolina. Had to pick up a lot of snaps last year after Christian went down. How do you foresee kind of splitting up these snaps at the running back position throughout training camp just to kind of see the balance and what you got?
Yeah, well, certainly Mike knows that he'll have the first crack at it. CP, he'll get plenty of shots too, and we'll see who emerges behind that. Q, Huntley, Hawk, if there's somebody else out there, you know, we'll keep looking, but we'll see who emerges. There'll be good competition.
Fair to say.
Mike knows it. He's got the first crack at it.
Okay. So I was going to say, fair to say, an open competition across the board as far as all those names that you just listed?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. What is it about Matt Ryan specifically as it relates to the type of offense that you want to run that you're most looking forward to being able to feature? I mean, he's got an obvious skill set. What is it about his skill set that you're looking forward to featuring in your offense?
Well, there's a lot of things. Certainly the way he can command the huddle, it allows you to operate the line of scrimmage the way you may want to package things. You know, he's seen a lot of different looks over his career, and he's very accurate, and he's a great decision maker. And so he's been in a lot of offenses. He's been in familiar systems, and it's easy to go back and forth with him. And as we evolve and adapt to what we think is the best for us in 2021. But, yeah, Matt's got great leadership traits, and he's very accurate with the football.
On the other side of the football, obviously last year we saw the team give up almost 300 yards in the air per game. We know, A.J., you've liked what you've seen from him. What do you expect from the other cornerback spot, and who do you expect to kind of emerge from there as number two?
Well, it'll be open competition. I mean, I know that gets kind of repetitive, and I don't want to sound like a broken record here. You know, that analogy may or may not make sense anymore. But, you know, Fabian Moreau's out there. He's got a crack at it. Chef's got a crack. Delrick, I mean, all these guys. There's going to be good competition. So we'll see who emerges.
Should we come up with a different one? Like, is it an iPhone skipping or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know. So when I was saying that out loud, I was like, yeah. Man. That
I got records at home.
Do you?
I got a whole lot of records, yeah.
You have a record?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes.
You got a record player, Coach?
No, I do not.
Oh.
We did when I was growing up, so at least I knew the analogy.
Yeah, it's a good phrase. Maybe we do need to come up with a different one. I want to ask you just a big picture coaching question. As somebody who's been involved in a lot of different coaching staffs and has now assembled his own coaching staff, like ideally the role of the coach is to get as much as you possibly can out of an individual and turn that into getting as much as you possibly can out of a group. Coaches that can do that, and Dean Pease is a guy who gets a lot of credit for being able to do that. You're a guy that gets a lot of credit for being able to do that. Is there a unifying thread among coaches that you find that are able to get the most out of guys and really maximize the talent that you have on a roster?
Yeah, there is. I think some of the best coaches I've been around, some of the guys that can handle the side of the ball and coordinate, they know how to delegate, they don't have enormous frail egos, they're good communicators, and they're really good teachers. And usually they have most of those traits.
Well, Coach, look, I'm anxiously awaiting getting back into Mercedes-Benz Stadium. What message would you give to all of the fans, everybody listening right now?
We're excited to have the fans back. We need the fans. You know, it was great to get through last season, but I'm excited. They're going to see a good, tough product down there in Mercedes-Benz, but we need the fans, and we got to give them something to root for. But I can't wait to have them back in there.
There it is, guys. I was going to say, man, I listened to it live as they were talking JR and for Randy Mack today and Randy and Andy along with Andy Bunker. And Coach, a little more forthcoming, Carl. You know, again, I think coaches, don't you feel it's a learning on the job process for them too, in everything from dealing with players to how they deal with the media?
For sure. And it's a new market, new place, you know, and this is the first time his voice is being heard more than ever. Remember, most of these coordinators don't talk, guys. I mean, not that they can't, but usually it's one voice for the team and during the season, that's the coach. So we're going to hear a lot more of Arthur Smith. But, yeah, absolutely forthcoming. But I think he's finding out about these guys that right. we know a little bit about, and some of them we don't know a little bit about.
Why don't we got Guy Talk coming up? I would have liked to know a little bit more about when Caleb McGarry's coming back, but he said sooner than later. That was what he said to the media earlier. So we'll
all right.
Out.
Hey, man, real quick, we need to give these tickets away. Yeah, you've been listening? Well, your chance to win right now to go see the Rolling Stones. AEG presents Concerts West. Presents the Rolling Stones No Filter 2021 North American Tour at Mercedes-Benz Stadium November 11th. Caller number 9 is going to win the tickets. 404-741-0929. 404-741-0929. Make sure you listen all week long. We've got more tickets for you. Good luck. Coming up, Mike, what do we got coming up in Guy Talk?
Guy Talk, history teacher, it's hot for teacher. She got fired. We'll explain.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Yeah, man, you got that right. Brought to you by our buddies at Hoots Wings. Hoots Wings dinner, man. Chicken wings and other things. Takeout and delivery available online at HootsWings.com. 3 locations around Metro Atlanta. Look for the orange on it. And they got our Hey Man Ale along with those delicious flavors of wings and buffalo scrimp and a whole lot more. All right, buddy boy, before I get to the dirty story about a teacher doing OnlyFans videos, I saw this story this morning on Fox 5.
Fox 5.
Somebody, that's now DJ Shockley's domain. No more Ken Rodriguez, but we let that to Ken's, you know, gone. He's just retired. Hell of a party in Sandy Springs and it lands homeowners in jail. You hear about this one?
No.
Sandy Springs police said they responded to a home along Herds Ferry Road near Weatherly Drive. This is Saturday night, 10 o'clock. One hell of a party. Hundreds of people in the backyard. Officers arrived and noticed hundreds of vehicles parked on Weatherly Drive. For those who don't know, that is off of 285, off of Riverside Drive. Okay. I used to live on the other side, over there, off of when I lived in the real world Sandy Springs house. And even we didn't throw parties like this. Vehicles were improperly parked on both sides of the street, making it impossible for emergency vehicles to get through. Eventually, officers came upon a large group of people at the home on the 700 block of Herds Ferry Road. Body cameras from the police showed an officer with a flashlight wading through a sea of people. Carl, they're guesstimating 500 to 600 people as a live music band was putting on a concert. Officers entered the party and asked everyone to please leave. While looking for the homeowner, they found a drink station composed of a bartender serving alcoholic beverages. They allege, in some cases, to minors.
Mm.
Yeah, partygoers apparently underage, and many showed signs of intoxication. Shocking. In addition to the underage drinking and sales of alcoholic beverages, officers smelled an odor they commonly associated with burnt marijuana through the backyard.
Of course.
All right, so who are the cool parents throwing this party, Carl? Apparently, the man's name is Mr. Osby. Not Cosby, but Osby. Mm. He is told officers he did not have a permit for the large party or concert, did not have a business license to sell alcoholic beverages, merch, charge for admission fee. This is one hell of a party, man. He told officers it was an event for his daughter's band.
How much money did he make? Do we know?
Don't know, but it sounds like they were charged. I mean, it sounds like it was a cash bar, right, for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
So the parents here at the house, they're both in the popo for making an appearance, I guess, before a Sandy Springs municipal judge here. It may have already happened on Tuesday or Wednesday. Additional charges could be filed by the fire department and the fire marshal for code violation. An 18-year-old woman was also arrested, Carl, because she would not cooperate with police when told to go home. I don't need to go home. Here, hold my hair. Blah. Anyway, that's alleged. I don't know if that actually happened. But up in Sandy Springs, who were the cool parents when you were a kid? There was always a house that was rocking.
Sure.
Yeah.
In some cases, it was parents. Now that we look back at it, we didn't realize it as kids, but now you realize it was kind of the mom maybe living vicariously. There was always a little, you know, there was always something strange about the party house.
Yeah, and like the parents were always cool about being there and allowing all the other kids to kind of hang out. And maybe it was because, you know, if you had that friend that had a pool, all right, or you had the parents that had, you know, the one kid in your group maybe had the big house.
Right.
You know, whatever it was. But vacation rentals by owners, by the way, Mike, they're cracking down on this, man. And people are getting fined and put in jail. This is a big deal because this kind of stuff's been going on where you rent a house that's not yours, and then you throw one of these crazy parties, and people have been making money off of it. And basically people in the neighborhood are like, this is destroying our neighborhood.
Right. By the way,
So they're really cracking down on this stuff. Yeah. But this party, man, it sounds like it was bananas.
You can read Fox 5's website for more on this. Yeah, I got 5 stars now, or whatever. I got the good rating as a good guest from Airbnb.
VRBO?
We did Airbnb on this one. But yeah, I've done the verbal as well. All right, here's a story we were talking about earlier. I'll post the photo. I don't know if I can post these photos on Twitter because I look like a sexist pig. But a history teacher named Amy Cupps ordered by a school principal to attend.
Wait, what's her name?
Amy Cupps, K-U-P-P-S. Okay. And yes, she's got the cups.
Okay, go ahead.
Looks to be about a 38. If you must know, I'll post a link to the New York Post story again. I wish the AJC had dirty sex stories like this, but they don't do that. Anyway, gets called to a Zoom meeting. She knew she was in trouble. The principal says it's a meeting with the school board. It was awkward, she recalled. I was trembling with fear and embarrassment. The shame was caused, Carl, by the panel confronting her with evidence of a secret side gig. The history teacher was doing OnlyFans. This is that website where people will pay you for provocative photos or, in some cases, videos. And you can, in some cases, interact with folks. The digital platform specializing in adult content. A sexpot role that flew in the face, Carl, of the school's moral code. They made me feel so small and disgusting, she said. She's 32, by the way. Kind of like a... like a poor man's Angelina Jolie. Okay. Like some women, she took the collagen lips way too far. Her lips look like they just pulled it off of Mr. Potato Head.
Gotcha. Is it really the collagen in there?
Yeah, too much there.
Okay.
But anyway, she resigned from her job at high school. She taught 14-year-old kids. My God, would you love to be a kid in that class? So she resigned.
Did the kids know she was doing OnlyFans?
They know now. It's up in Charlotte. She's from Charlotte, North Carolina. Now we know why the school found out about it. Guess who dropped the dime on her? Wasn't the students.
One of her teachers?
Husband.
What?
The same husband who encouraged her to do this to spice up their sex life.
I bet. So what happened? Did he get upset that, I guess, other people were contacting her? I mean, you know that's going to happen.
Yeah, apparently the husband, ex-husband named Theodore, had long resented the attention she got from other men. His jealousy was one of the main reasons behind their 2020 divorce. He had shown a raunchy OnlyFans page to someone on the school board and then alerted the principal. So the husband, who first encouraged this naughty behavior, ratted her out. What a weasel.
Yeah, man. I don't understand it. Honey, I think you should do OnlyFans. Really? Yes, it'll spice up our sex life. You think so? Yes, I think you should do it. Okay.
His motivation was a combination of envy over Cup's somewhat intimate relationship with her fans and bitterness that she never gave him half of her significant earnings. Yeah, she's making some loot, too. Yeah, she's making 6 figures on this. And he's also a self-confessed cheater who's now living with a younger woman. So this guy's just a bad guy. This guy's a jerk.
Okay.
He insisted that Krups. Oh, it's Krups. I said Cups. There's an R in there. I'm sorry, Carl. It's Krups.
Oh, it could be Cups, Mike.
It was definitely a Freudian slip when you guys see the pictures. So anyway, she was one of the more popular folks on this format. She managed to keep the social media account hidden from her coworkers, friends, and family. And now it's all out there, and she is quite voluptuous. I'll let you know.
Oh, wow. So the OnlyFans thing, that thing really took off in 2020 because everybody was at home.
Right.
Some people needed some extra coin. It was a way to get it in. And again, listen, I don't know how you look at this, but, you know, for some people, because I've asked people about this, like friends, and like, would you let your wife or your girlfriend? And some guys are like, nope, no way. And other guys are like, you don't know these people. They're sending you money. Who cares? And I'm like, really? So I don't know, man. I don't know how I feel about, like, if that was my significant other, because that guy basically told his wife, yeah, you need to do this. And then when she started making loot, he got mad and then basically ratted her out.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to post this right now.
Okay.
And as we get to the closing bell, I want you to tell me what you think.
Okay.
All right. So hold on. Let me just press. Don't press send. Well, actually,
don't
I'm tweeting now.
Press send.
It's a news story already published in a semi-respected newspaper. Hey, let's hit the closing bell, see if we made any money. Closing bell on Dukes and Bell, brought to you by Alliance Tax Solutions. If the IRS is up your tuchus, get them off, man, and get some guys on your side who really know what they're doing and can help you find a solution so you're not living in fear, going to the mailbox and dealing with them, garnishing your wages. And believe me, I know it. It's a drag. Go to AllianceTaxSolutions.com. Dow Jones climbs 150 points, Carl. A record in the middle of the day as investors look past weak economic data. There were some good numbers as far as unemployment earlier today. S&P was up 18. NASDAQ was up 15. Again, brought to you by Alliance Tax Solutions. Hey, man, birthdays today. Only a couple of them if you got a birthday today on the 28th. Dak Prescott turns 28. Now he can't practice because his shoulder's jacked up.
Yeah, but he got his paycheck. I mean, he got the money that he wanted in this deal. I hope he's able to play because I want to see what the Cowboys are going to do. I want to see if he lives up to this deal. But yeah, man, right. Now he's dealing with that. What is it? Shoulder stiffness?
Yeah, 3 days he's going to miss with Cowboys. Geddy Lee of Rush, he of the super high pitch voice and tremendous keyboard and bass playing. He's a 68. They of course lost their drummer Neil Peart a couple years back. 2-time Formula One champ Fernando Alonso is 40. He's always on the wrong team at the wrong time, Carl. He's got the worst luck, you know.
He does.
If you know Formula One, he always goes to the wrong team just as the other team is getting good or vice versa. But anyway, he's 40 today. He led the Indy 500 until his car conked out a couple years ago. Teddy Atlas is 65, the boxing trainer. Will Wheaton, Carl, from Stand By Me and later Star Trek, is 49. Ryan Braun, the dirty cheater for the Brewers, is 38.
Jerk. Yeah.
Steven, you know who Steven Dorff is? Steven Dorff. I always thought he should change his name, but Steven
actor
Dorff.
Actor Steven
Dorff?
Yeah,
he does. He was the vampire in Blade. He was like the head vampire. And did a lot of other TV stuff. He was in the Johnny Depp movie, too. What's that one, Chris, called? Public Enemies. I met him in Vegas one night. I was smoking a cigar. He asked me for a light. We're playing craps. Ooh, nice guy. Had chicks all around. He's an actor. Of course he is. Born today, you share a birthday with Il Duce, Benito Mussolini, Peter Jennings. NASA was created on this date in 1958. Wow. Doors hit number one with Light My Fire in 67. And Princess Charles and Princess Diana married in 1981. Hey, I just saw this, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention it, Carl. We love Jovita Moore, and you guys that watch Channel 2 News know that she has been battling health concerns. Information now from Channel 2, they put it out there, and I retweeted it at Mike Bell ATL. Of course, more guys will be looking at that story we just talked about. But Jovita, Carl, one of our favorite people, she is dealing with an aggressive form of brain cancer. She's getting treatment at Emory, so prayers up to a lady that is nothing but class. We've had her in studio so many times. She's just a joy to talk to, and let's hope that she can pull through.
She's an Atlanta treasure, man. She really is. And I don't want to get too heavy, but that is... That's something you don't wish upon anybody, and certainly her people and the folks at Channel 2 and everybody that knows Jovita, you know, let's just all put positive energy out there, man, and hope that everything goes well and she can continue to fight and come through like we hope she does. I mean, bottom line is this is serious. So, yeah, absolutely. Prayers up for Jovita Moore. We love you.
Hey, man, there's Guy Talk on a Thursday.
Coming up, we got the Falcon Report, guys. Falcons on the field for the first time today. Baseball moves being made. The Braves do win, but we don't win as many games as we wanted to. It's all on the way in the 5 o'clock hour here on Dukes and Bell.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.